You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Good afternoon. It's 5 minutes past the noontime hour here in war-torn Portland. You're tuned into the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM. This is a news magazine with entertainment, or vice versa, on every Sunday at noon on X-Ray, always hosted by Dick Dickenbach, except today, Dick Dickenbach is worried about his dentures. You'll soon understand why. I'm Gary, I'm sitting in for him today. I have almost all my original teeth for now. Today is September 28th, the 271st day of the year. 94 days remain in 2025. We began the show with a musical report by Elvis Costello, Chewing Gum from Spike. The music over which I'm speaking is Chewing Gum Delirium by the Free Pop Electronic Concept from A New Exciting Experience. It will not surprise you to know then that September 28th is National Chewing Gum Day. The gummy texture, the translucent bubble, the satisfying pop. These are just a few of the reasons why people all over the world love chewing gum, says nationaltoday.com. Whether you call it bubblegum, chewing gum, or chicle, there's nothing quite as fun as munching on a piece of gum. Despite its seemingly modern usage, chewing gum has been around longer than you would think. The oldest piece of chewing gum, stuck under an old desk, one supposes, was found in Kirikki, Finland. It is 5,000 years old. Found in 2007 by a British archaeology student, the piece of gum was made of bark tar, which was believed to be antiseptic. Centuries-old teeth marks could clearly be seen on the piece. In ancient Greece, another form of chewing gum called mastic gum was chewed. Derived from the resin of the mastic tree, the gum was also believed to have antiseptic qualities and was used in maintaining oral health. Aztecs and Maya chewed a substance called chicle, which Native Americans munched on, from the sap of spruce trees. This goes to show that chewing gum has existed in various forms in civilizations dating back thousands of years. However, chewing gum didn't become truly commercialized until 1848, when John B. Curtis invented and sold gum that he called the Maine Pure Spruce Gum. In the 1860s, chewing gum hit another milestone thanks to John Colgan, who produced the first flavored chewing gum. Today, unlike its early forms, chewing gum is made out of artificial ingredients such as gum base, flavoring, colors, and sweeteners, all things soon to be denounced by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Its tantalizing variety of colors and flavors provides a harmless source of fun and, even better, has oral health benefits. Sugar-free gum is capable of reducing the risk of plaque and tooth decay as the act of chewing increases the flow of saliva. It also strengthens the teeth and neutralizes bad breath. All of this is great news for gum lovers, and perhaps we'll talk about it in the next air break. What has concerned the researchers here at the Dickenbach Report is something the previous report we just read seemed to dismiss. Are chewing gum and bubble gum the same thing? There are many arguments, disagreements, even a couple of fistfights as this was discussed. Here's an example of some dialogue. I understand you chew bubble gum, you Nimrod, but you can't blow bubbles from chewing gum, can you? You can blow bubbles from chewing gum, even if they're good bubbles, you stupid wad of goop. The Dickenbach Report staff room is a place of free intellectual inquiry. Of course, Dick Dickenbach stepped in, mainly because the noise had woken him from his nap, and he decreed we would only talk today about chewing gum, not bubble gum, not especially xanthan gum, and therefore all reports today, including musical reports, will be about chewing gum. This reporter helpfully pointed out that there's a National Bubblegum Day, which happens on February 7th, but by then Dick Dickenbach had gone back to sleep. Anyway, our intern Brent has made a Venn diagram in which bubblegum is inside the section on chewing gum, so we are to assume that not all chewing gum is bubblegum, but all bubblegum is chewing gum. Good job, Brent. Don't let it go to your head. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 5979. You can chew your gum all hour long here on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM. KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
My pretty little girl, she's just as pretty as a plum. habit she had was one that was bad. She was always a chewing gum, 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 gum. Whenever she came to Sunday school, she always come with a chum. Well, right where they sat, and right where they sat, they were both a chewing gum, chewing gum, 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 gum. She had feathers and finery and an extra switch spoon. Wherever she went, Lord, she spent everything for chewing gum. Well, I will declare she couldn't put all her narrow out her mouth up full of chewing gum, chewing gum, 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 gum. Whenever she walked out of town, she always did look so cute. Every merchant she knocked for, she called for a box of juice, fruit, juice, fruit.
Pumpkin pie. girl the other day, thought I'd have some fun. She never said a word to me, she stood and chewed her gum. Stood and chewed her gum, stood and chewed her gum. She never said a word to me, she stood and chewed her gum. Watch your egg, she said. Said she would not marry me if all the rest were dead. Chewing gum, I say. Chewing gum, I say. She never said a word to me. She stood and chewed her gum. I took my girl to the ball last night. Took her in to supper. Stumped her toes over the table, legs over nose in the butter. Chewing gum, I say, chewing gum, I say. She never said a word to me, she stood and chewed her gum. I picked that girl up from the floor, nose was right greasy. I love my gum, oh boy, and don't you be uneasy. Wouldn't do a doggone thing, she stood and chewed her gum. Perhaps sometimes you're lonely, perhaps sometimes you're blue. Perhaps sometimes you love a girl that does not love you.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Chewing gum, chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew. My aunt gave me a quarter for soda water. I didn't buy the water. I bought some chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. What can I do? I chew the day away, it seems. I'm even blowing bubbles. Should have heard him holler when I bought chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew. I'm chewing gum.
Chew, 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 chew,
chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew. My aunt gave me a quarter for soda water. I didn't buy the water. I bought some chewing gum.
Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. What can I do?
I chew the day away, it seems. I'm even blowing bubbles in my dreams. My pop gave me a dollar to buy a collar. You should have heard him holler when I bought chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew.
a GI diplomat. It's funny, I hear the same old cry. No matter where I am at, they all cry for bonbons. Well, they wanted bonbons. They were begging for bonbons. Yes, Johnny, the souvenir. Give me bonbons. I gotta have some bonbons for my baby bonbons. Hey, Crawford, Johnny, the souvenir. I got myself acquainted with the people and the ways. No matter what the language was, everybody knew this phrase in every dialect. Bonbons, Signorina Bella, bonbons, Donna Pitino, bonbons, Johnny, please give me bonbons. Bonbons, for my baby bonbons. Yes, Johnny's souvenir. Now Cairo was nothing but desert, not a soul for miles around. Soon as I took out my chewing gum, there were gals jumping out of the ground. They were begging for bonbons. They had to have some bonbons. Yes, they wanted bonbons. Johnny, please give me bonbons. You won't miss it. Bonbons. Mama, she likes bonbons. Yes, Johnny's souvenir. Cairo, I headed northward. For Turkey, I set sail. And a Turkish maiden drove me wild. Cause she wouldn't take off that veil. She'd only do it for bonbons. I do it for bonbons. She made me love it, bonbons. Ooh, Johnny, please give me bonbons. I gotta have some bonbons for my baby bonbons. Yes, Johnny's souvenir. Then too, Duchy of Landsberg, a country as big as a pin. I made a deal for the whole darn kingdom, and a big fat princess throat in. Oh, what a bargain, bonbons. I was sorry, bonbons. Call me Baron Bonbons. Yes, Johnny, please give me bonbons. Man, let's put some bonbons for my baby bonbons. Yes, Johnny, souvenir. We'll sing you one more chorus of this funny little rhyme. Now suppose you join the last one. Let me hear you this time all together. Bonbons, don't be bashful. Bonbons, for my baby bonbons. Sing, sing now, Johnny. One more time now, bonbons. A little loud, bonbons. For my baby, bonbons. Johnny, give the souvenir. Johnny, give the souvenir. Johnny, give the souvenir. Bonbons, chocolate and sugar.
Yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? It comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Now the nation rises one.
present unto the president upon the burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of?
Boom, boom!
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow in his bite? Can you catch it on your tonsils and you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight!
Oh, there, the love, you're in the one to hold you tight.
A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night on the bedpost. The chorus, but he hasn't got the time. On the bedpost overnight. Yeah.
Breaking news, 12:27 in the afternoon on September 28th, which is National Chewing Gum Day. Hope you're safe in your bunkers. That's what we're reporting on today in the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary. I'm sitting for Dick Dickenbach. He prefers to suck on mints. These are the musical reports about chewing gum you just heard. That was, of course, Lonnie Donegan. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? From the Glory Days of Rock and Roll Novelties collection. Before that, Josh White. Bonbons, Chocolates, and Chewing Gum from Josh White Comes a-Visitin'. Teresa Brewer sang Chewing Gum from Let Me Go Lover. We heard two versions, kind of the same song. One is Lake Howard's Chewing Chewing Gum from The Story That the Crow Told Me, Volume 2. And then the originator of the Carter Family, Chewing Gum, from Anchored in Love, their complete Victor recordings, 1927 to 1928. I like how different they are, and even though they're sort of the same. And we started with Uncle Dave Macon. She Was Always Chewing Gum from Keep My Skillet Good and Greasy, the complete recordings. Under My Voice is Scope, Chewing Gum Telegram from Scope. Getting good news and also being able to eat it. That's kind of an exciting thing. This is a report from eatingwell.com written by Jessica Migala asking the question, what happens to your body when you chew gum every day? There are some habits you might not think twice about, like brushing your teeth, tossing your hair into a ponytail, or running to the bathroom before you leave the house. Another habit that might be automatic, chewing gum. But is chewing gum safe? What happens if you do it every day? Here are some benefits. Gum can be fun. It's sweet. It's tasty. It may deliver a few perks too. It may help regulate your appetite. Whether you're going for mint, cinnamon, or fruity, gum provides a pleasant, sweet taste, and sometimes you want a sweet taste without reaching for a handful of candy. Gum chewing can be especially helpful if you typically reach for sweets high in added sugars or eat them out of boredom, says nutritionist Melissa Mitri. Your mouth is occupied, and that can be a positive thing. Anecdotally, it may help some people regulate their appetite, but it should not be considered a magic pill for weight loss. There's a lack of research, but one earlier study published in 2012 in Obesity, not a magazine people like to subscribe to, it found that regularly chewing gum for 2 months did not lead to weight loss in people with excessive weight or obesity. It could help with overall dental health. It freshens your breath, but it won't fix poor dental health. But sugar-free gum chewers develop fewer cavities than non-chewers. And the American Dental Association explains that chewing sugarless gum after a meal stimulates the flow of saliva, which helps strengthen enamel, and watch out your mouth. The ADA also notes, though, that chewing sugary gum can contribute to tooth decay. It can also improve your anxiety levels. While everyone may experience anxiety and stress differently, some things, like physical activity and sleep, can help you wind down. Chewing gum is another alternative. Some studies have shown that chewing gum may be an inexpensive, well-tolerated, safe, and effective way to relieve anxiety and stress. But they need to have more trials for that. There's some potential side effects, though. It may reinforce disordered eating habits, though gum chewing may help nip a sugary craving in the bud. If you're chewing gum instead of eating to curb your appetite, it can lead to disordered eating habits. It may also increase risk of digestive issues. If you're consuming gum that contains sugar alcohols, be on the lookout for gastrointestinal issues. Some people find that after consuming xylitol and other sugar alcohols, they experience gas, bloating, and diarrhea. The FDA explains that the body does not completely absorb them, so they're allowed to ferment in the digestive tract, which causes very, very gross symptoms. Oof. Even if the ingredients agree with you, you may also gulp and swallow more air as you chew, which can lead to more unwanted belching and bloating. On the bright side, chewing gum may release enzymes and bile in your digestive tract, which can enhance digestion for some. And if you're accustomed to tasting sweet all day, you may want more of that sweet taste. This is individual. Some people may crave more sweets when they frequently chew gum. This is because gum does not satisfy the craving. a cookie or whatever you're really craving can fit into a healthy diet. Or you can eat something sweet as a substitute, like, I don't know, berries. How do you feel after you've chewed gum? Do you feel your teeth are cleaner or your breath fresher? Do you feel bloated? Do you feel blah? Paying attention to your reaction to chewing gum can help determine if or how often you should be chewing gum for your health. Okay, cool. The phone line, 503-233-X-RAY. Text line, 971-220-KXRY. Song is fading out. So I guess we have more reports now. On the Dickenbach Report, on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
Chewing gum, chewing down south and chewing up north.
Oh yeah, chewing gum.
They chewing down south, they chewing up north.
Chewing gum.
Give me some chewing gum. Some chewing gum. Want you to give me some chewing gum. I want you to give me some chewing gum. I want you to give me some
chewing gum.
I want you to give me some chewing gum. Give me.
Listen, do you have any chewing gum?
No, I don't have any.
I think I'm not sure. But I think I seen some in your purse yesterday.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't go in my purse.
Yeah, just what I thought. Some dentine is in here.
Now, Edith, please, now don't go in there. I've got valuable things in there.
What kind of valuable things?
Papers, important papers.
Important papers. I could write, lady. Not printing, writing. But I think I will write a letter to the president and tell him I don't like his TV show. You know what I can't stand? When I'm coloring in my coloring book and I have a brand new piece of chewing gum in my mouth and it drops out and I don't even know it. And then I get up and step on it in my socks. Has that ever happened to you, lady?
Yes, it has happened to me.
Look here, my feet feel funny. I was getting ready for school today, and I took Mama's manicure set and I polished my toenails. And now I can't get my socks off.
Well, here, let me see.
Hey, I like these end tables. Is this real wood or is it contact? Hey, lady, you are tickling my foot. They don't match, do they, these tables?
No, and I don't want them to match. Oh, Edith, I think you've ruined these socks.
Oh, no. Ruined? Baba will have a fit. Why does everything have to happen to me? Are you sure you do not have an Alka-Seltzer?
No, I don't have any. And anyway, why aren't you outside playing with Junior Phillips?
Lady, I told you he is not here. He had to go to Vietnam.
Now, Edith, Junior is 6 and he had to go to Vietnam.
Yes, there is children in Vietnam. And he may not come back. Ain't only May said Billy Don will not come back.
Well, couldn't you play with somebody?
Lady, I would. But this is not a friendly neighborhood. I used to play with Judy Ann Stone, but I won't play with her no more. She says I am too bossy.
Well, aren't you?
Oh, I am not bossy. My ideas is just better.
Saw a chewing gum wrapper, saw it after lunch. Faded little cruddy thing, saw it among the bunch. Cruddy little chewing gum wrapper, my eyes would not let go. Saw the little thing that I liked so. Love the faded colors like what end up at the dump. My heart go bumpity, 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 bump. Cruddy little chewing gum wrapper, faded by the rain. Got to feel this way because I can't be the only one. Well, I love the faded colors like would end up at the dump. My heart say bumpity, 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 bump. Faded plenty and corroded some. I saw the chewing gum wrapper. Well, I picked it up just like a bum. Cruddy little, cruddy little, cruddy little thing. Full of dirt and it was full of grit. I saw the chewing gum wrapper. But colors like that you can't get. Cruddy little, cruddy little, cruddy little. Well, quite a little chewing gum wrapper, my heart would not let go. Well, colors hypnotize me, God, I love them so. Quite a little chewing gum wrapper, I must say. The colors move me more than most of what I see today. I love the little wrappers like what end up at the dump. My heart goes, okay, let's rock. Plenty and corroded some. I saw the chewing gum wrapper. Well, I put it in my pocket just like a bum. Cruddy little, cruddy little, cruddy little thing. Full of dirt and it was full of grit.
I saw the chewing gum wrapper.
But colors like that you can't get.
Cruddy little, cruddy little, cruddy little, cruddy little.
I saw the gum wrapper on the walker. Saw the faded green and I could hardly talk. Cruddy little chewing gum wrapper. Dried up by the sun. Someone else got to feel this way.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Chewing gum. Hard at work in a secret lab, making soap into chewing gum. He's trying hard to improve the taste, and he's hoping a breakthrough will come. For years now, he's worked on his formula, and someday it will come. Soap into chewing gum. He's trying hard to improve the taste, and he's hoping a breakthrough will come. For years now he's worked on his formula, but all he's got for his troubles is something that still tastes like soap, but is great for blowing bubbles. But someday it will come, his big breakthrough.
Can't get you gum at this place, pal. Since he's there. his hovers barking, but he's fast asleep on his desk, dreaming, dreaming this. From the city once in a while, but how would I know? I'd end up in charge of all these people. But if the city once in a while, this first thing I know. I love the city of Townsville and everyone in it. I'll wave down, smile, and walk on by. They might not know my life is a lie. Between the evil geniuses and living ghosts, take a pipe of cartoon, make up stuff. Thank goodness for the power of bubblegum.
Dilla finger chew, scabula bibula, ribilla, hitchin' a wepat, a chew, dingle dangle, mingle mangle, shingle shangle, ingle angle, tosatesimo, semesero, seresibo, sebesa. Dip, dap, dapple, apple, pip, pep, cattle, heddle, the big black bug bit the big black bear and made the big black bear bleed. Shooby Taylor go, peep, 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 peep.
Shame to talk over this song. This just in, at about 11 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour, we're nearing the end of this week's episode of the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. September 28th is National Chewing Gum Day, or Dumb Gay. So we've been listening to recorded reports about chewing gum. What I played. I just played the band Optigonally Yours. Walk and Chew Gum from the Powerpuff Girls, Heroes and Villains, music inspired by the Powerpuff Girls soundtrack. Before that, Jad Farringer, La Tango, a little report inside the report. Clever Chemist makes chewing gum from soap from Strange But True. We heard Floss and Unicorns, chewing gum from LMNOP. Jonathan Richman, the Modern Lovers, sang about a chewing gum wrapper from Rockin' and Romance. Lily Tomlin had a bit, Do You Have Any Chewing Gum from And That's the Truth? And we began with Danny Brown, chewing gum from T-Bird Party. A swangin' slew of greasy R&B, 1957 and 1964. Under My Voice, it's the great Ennio Morricone. Pepper chewing gum from Unino du Campare un Pollo. I guess if it's Italian, do they not? It's just Polo, right? They don't do the L's. Okay. Thank you for tuning in. We regret that Dick Dickenbach was not here today. It's so weird, you know, when he misses a show. He regrets not being here. His TMJ has been acting up. But maybe that's TMI. He'll be back next week for sure because the show is on every week at noon. Listen to old reports on the show's page at xray.fm. Keep up with the last few music reports we play today at the playlist at xray.fm. But keep listening to X-Ray at noon because Radio Bandoleros... Radio Bandoleros on at 1, yes. You don't want to miss that. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff, and the crew of the report, I'm Gary. Again, reporting live from war-torn Portland, reminding you these are the ingredients of your average chewing gum. Gum-based sweeteners, softeners, plasticizers, flavors, colors, and typically a hard or powdered polyol coating. Its texture is reminiscent of rubber because of the physical chemical properties of its polymer, plasticizer, and resin components, which contribute to its elastic plastic, sticky, chewy characteristics. So keep chewing, and have a lovely afternoon.
Irrésistiblement emmerdeux, c'est amusant. Si j'avais le cœur dur comme de la pierre, j'embrasserais tous les garçons de la terre. Mais moi j'ai le cœur comme du chewing-gum.